The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good evening and welcome to the Sports Maverick Show with the Oprah of Sports, Ida Moyet. Now, the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome to the Sports Maverick Show. This is Ida Moyet, your host, and we've got a very exciting program for you tonight. Tonight, we salute the 2009 Eastern Champions, the Orlando Magic, and their team leader, Dwight Howard. Tonight, we will talk about the characters of the 2009 Orlando Magic team. What makes them different, and why is it possible that they may take it all the way this year? Fans will be allowed to call in tonight to salute their favorite player and talk about how their character off the court impacts their lives. Also, we will have on hand Max Starks of the Pittsburgh Steelers Character in Action Partner, and they'll be here to talk about the upcoming event that is going to challenge both parents and students to reach their personal best. Now, as we get ready to get started here on the show, let's talk a little bit about what happened in Orlando on May 30th. The Orlando Magic cannot be ignored anymore. After 14 frustrating years, they returned to the NBA Finals. Of course, Dwight Howard leading the charge, dominated inside for 40 points. Rasheed Lewis, of course, added about 18 points, and the Magic hit 12 historical three-pointers in a 103-90 victory over LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Final. Now, the Magic will be making their first final appearance since 1995, 1 year before Shaquille O'Neal bolted as a free agent for Los Angeles Lakers, leaving the Magic total in ruins. It is not surprise that Otis Smith stayed off the court when the televised Eastern Conference Champion Trophy was presented Saturday as his team beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. It seems the reason he declined to put on the cap and slip on the T-shirt proclaiming his team the champion of the East, that it was never his goal. It's like low-hanging fruit, he said. Smith built this Magic team intending to win an NBA title, but the goal seemed out of reach this season because it seemed to be an unattainable goal at the rocky start to reach the finals. But the Magic came through, and the underdogs spoke for themselves. Now, we'll talk about later why we think that they very well could win the NBA title. But before we get into that, I want to welcome to my show Toni Sheen. She's one of the Max Starks Character in Action Partners. I want her to come in and talk about the wonderful things that she's doing in Orlando and maybe even share with us some of her experiences that she's had with the Orlando Magic. Welcome to the show, Toni.
Thank you.
Toni, you know, we're very excited here in Orlando about what's going on with the Magic, and kudos goes out, of course, to the Cleveland Cavaliers for having actually been the number one team in the NBA. Unfortunately, sometimes a win is a win, and so therefore we got to get past that and move on to the national finals here. So you, Toni, you have been really in the trenches, and you understand a lot about what hard work means in Orlando, when in fact that you lose one, you got to find another one and keep on going. Tell us a little bit about your experience in working in the trenches, particularly in the community in Orlando.
Well, you know, I run a small nonprofit known by the name of CCSI, and also I am the outreach director for the mayor's project, the Paramore Kids Zone. So trenches is what we specialize in. We are here to keep the kids off the streets and keep them in productive after-school mentoring, tutoring, athletic, and educational programming. And it's our job here at CCSI to make the city proud. And one of our major sponsors, of course, the Orlando Magic, who I could never stop talking about on and off the court, just make them smile.
Well, let's talk a little bit about just character in and of itself, because I understand that, you know, you're one of the character in action partners for an event that's coming up on June the 20th. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Our character in action, we're very proud to have Max Starks on board and as a forerunner of this project. It's going to take some pieces of character building and life choices, and we're just going to expound on them in a rally with some other partners and some other sponsors in order to bring the parents and youth together in a hands-on, very loud and rambunctious session to show us that, you know, character building is one of the most important aspects in not just athletics but in life in general.
Excellent. You know, I was reading an article this morning in Orlando Sentinel, and the big question was, which is hanging over the Magic right now, will Dwight Howard stay? And one of the things he said was, of course, he puts his family first. You know, he puts God, of course, high on his list, but also the fans. And what he said is that it's the fans that make him stay here. And he wanted to talk a lot about how to make this city a championship city. So it seems to be an infectious thing that he really, really pushes this champion attitude. And I'm sure there, as CCI, you're doing the same thing. Tell me how you're doing that, and I'm sure that's catching on pretty big around the country.
Yes, we have been very blessed to be able to create some outreach mechanisms to be able to reach some of the undeserved neighborhoods. Some of our staff has been engaged in some other city activity. We started here, and if anybody knows anything about the Paramore Kids Zone project, it is a replication of the Harlem Children's Zone, which, you know, our other partners are involved, which is Lisa Early and Brenda March that represent the city, among our other sponsors and community organizations. And we are really, we've really set out to raise the bar and move the needle. Raise the bar on education, raise the bar on, you know, reading scores, FCAT scores, those types of things. Move the needle on teen pregnancy, child abuse, and neglect rates. We're just in the trenches all the way around to make a complete child a whole child.
Now, tell me again, how has the Orlando Magic played a major role in this, to support and things of that nature?
Yes, they're one of, I know, CCSI and the Paramore Kids Zone's major support. I can't say speak enough about their support. I just want to point out, it started out, the players are just fantastic players when it comes to community connections. That team over there with the Orlando Magic, as far as giving tickets out to the kids all over Orlando, has been such a great thing. Hito Turkoglu, I want to point him out as well. He was the most improved player in the NBA last year, and he donated his 2009 Kia Borrego to us for our outreach efforts in the neighborhood, which we thought was fantastic. And then Dwight Howard, he is so responsible for keeping our kids off the streets because he made a significant donation to the city for our refurbishing. We took their old Magic locker room. They used to practice in the Downtown Recreation Center, the city's facility, and CCSI, along with some youth staff, redesigned what's now called the Teen Shack with Dwight Howard, and we had a ribbon cutting back in January, and it is inundated with kids every day, so my hats go off to those guys.
Now, a lot of people see him wearing that Superman, you know, cape, and they think that that really means that there's a real serious ego behind that. But people tell me that he sees himself as really being a defender of those less fortunate. and are those who can't help themselves.
He does. When you have a, I'd call him Superman every day of the week if I had to. When you have a player of that magnitude that would take his valuable time, and not just because we're launching a project that he helped fund significantly, but because he has the heart for children and the youth in the neighborhood, he spent almost 2.5 hours with our kids one-on-one. That's amazing.
Well, I'm reminded of the magazine, which is the Orlando Magazine, and if you pick it up, this issue, there's a story in there about one of the fans were there to get his autograph signed. He had an emergency phone call, and he handed his son, an infant, to Dwight Howard. And Dwight Howard took the child, where he took his phone call, and the child was snuggling on Dwight Howard's jacket, sleeping. So even in the throes of that, even kids, young kids, can feel that wonderful, humbling spirit that this young man has. And I guess we're experiencing it firsthand. We're very, very lucky to have someone like that among our midst.
We love him. The kids absolutely love him and the magic and all they do for the community, for the neighborhood. We're actually having a block party on June the 13th here, sponsored by the Orlando Magic as well, the City of Orlando and Star 94.5. They're doing their block party here, and the Magic, once again, is responsible for so many different pieces of the puzzle in Orlando, and that's just from my point of view. So it's going to be interesting to hear how some of the other callers, you know, they call in and what the things that they're going to say.
It's outstanding. Well, we're going to go into a break here, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk again about the Orlando Magic and just character of the City of Orlando and what's happening and where the magic is coming from. This is Ida Moya, your host. You're listening to the Sports Maverick Show.
With 2.8 seconds left to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moyer, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you.
Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Want to talk about both professional and amateur sports? It's time to talk with someone who has experience on the field. You'll get the player's perspective and a chance to share your own. It's the Next Icon Radio Show, featuring host Fred Barnett, formerly with the Philadelphia Eagles and Miami Dolphins. We'll talk about current events and situations surrounding the pro and amateur sports world. You'll learn about the next icons on the Next Icon Radio Show with Fred Barnett, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Maverick Show. It's Ida Moyer, your host. And, of course, in our studios, we've got Eleanor Starks. Of course, she is the Campbell Soup mom and also the mother of the famous Max Starks. And we have Tony Sheen, director of CCS, a special program that is in Orlando but is sweeping America because all the major changes that she's making in the inner-city communities. And later on, we'll be joined by Brian Rockmore, president of American All-Stars. And these are all champions of Character in Action program, which will be coming to Orlando June the 20th. And we'll be actually challenging the mothers and the fathers and the students to reach personal goals. Now, again, I want to welcome Eleanor Starks to the show. Thank you. Welcome back to the show, Ms. Starks.
Thank you, darling.
Well, listen, you know, we've been talking at the beginning here about how the Magic owner and the manager is basically staying out of the fray of this championship, national championship hoopla, and did not don the hat after the Eastern Conference was won, and basically just said that he's not going to get tied up into this. But that has to mean that what's looming over him is the fact that about 14 years ago, one of his famous players, Shaq O'Neal, of course, decided after they had won the playoffs that, in fact, he was thinking about leaving the team. And it left the team in ruins. So it's been 14 years for a comeback to be in the playoffs again and also now to actually be able to be facing a national championship. So I think he's using the psychology of, you know, one game at a time. And I know you know what that means because your son, Max Starks, is now two-time Super Bowl champion. But he was very young when he won the first Super Bowl in 2006. But the climb to the Super Bowl in 2008 was a little bit bumpy. And, of course, you know, being that Dwight Howard was never considered as, quote-unquote, the best player, he didn't win the MVP, but he did win the Defense Player of the Year. But he came out of nowhere with a Superman costume, and he declared himself a champion. Talk a little bit about what that's all about, declaring yourself to be a champion when others doubt you.
Well, that's sort of an individual feeling that a lot of athletes have until they feel that they successfully make it. And each person has their own goals, and until they attain those goals, they don't feel that, you know, they're at that level. But sometimes it comes in a lot of different colors, just like animals, and you never know when that moment will come. And Max's motto is always be ever so ready. And you just, you know, you pray and you do what you need to do. You be a team player. And you're always ready, whether if you're going in for 1 minute or 1 hour, you have got to get in and give 150%. And I think that's what Dwight did. I think that's what Max has always done, and that was his philosophy that he learned a long time ago. You know, when he first went to the NFL, he wasn't a starter, and then he won the starting position, and then they switched him to the left side, and he came behind Marvell, but he knew what he had to do, wherever he had the opportunity to play or get in. He said, you know, I know that I'm a winner, and other people know I'm a winner, but sometimes it takes a different route to get to that point, and you just be ready for when your name is called. I think both of these athletes have done that, and then they've excelled, and we thank God for the opportunity because in both cases, both of them have always put God first in their life, and when you put him first in life, anything at all is possible.
And just to point that out is that when, of course, he was able to speak after they were declared the Eastern champion, first thing he said is he wanted to thank, you know, his Savior.
Well, he's very religious, and then he fed his fans. Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, he put God first in his life, and if you ever read anything about him or his foundation or the work that he does, he got a good, strong basis from his parents, and they taught him, you know, you got to put God first in life because nothing is possible. Nothing has come your way without him having his hand on it. So Dwight Senior and Cheryl both have taught him from way back when he was in Atlanta and going to a Christian school that you must put God first in your life and look at it. You know, he's on his way to hopefully being a world champion. And we got a little fight to do with the Lakers, you know, because they seem to be a favorite. But, you know, that is making a difference. He has the talents, and he showed that he has the talents, and he has a supporting cast. And things will happen for him. So we're very proud of what he's doing and the character of the person that he is. You know, what he's doing through his foundation and what he's doing with not only the Atlanta youth, but with the Orlando youth, and you know, and he really replicates a lot of the things that Tony Shin is doing in the areas that she serves in the Paramore, because they have a lot of the same goals: is to bridge the gap, bring parents and children together, eliminate delinquency, illiteracy, you know, help with all the programs to make not a child a good person all around, on and off the field. We've got some great people that's in our corner in the Orlando area.
Well, one of the things that he mentioned is that he felt he was totally disrespected by all the Kobe versus LeBron final hype in the media, and mainly Nike basketball puppets versus puppet series. Of course, the Nikes have retracted that with a brand new puppet parody, and it's more like the marionettes and the puppets now, and Dwight being the marionette versus pulling the strings versus the other situation. But again, people forget, I think sometimes, that these athletes are human. They see them so much as, you know, heroes, or they worship them like God sometimes, but they forget they have feelings and that respect. And so sometimes, you know, if you don't have that foundation that you talked about, obviously that can hurt you a whole lot. Now, you know, again, one of the things that people compare here is that you've got the Shaq phenomena looming over all of this. Shaq with $5 million difference between what the Magic's offered him and what the Lakers offered him, but Shaq wanted to go to Hollywood. He wanted to be an actor. He wanted to be a rapper. Now, Dwight Howard seems to not have those same ambitions in that respect, and that's probably a good saving grace in that respect. But at the same time, he is saying that he wants, as long as this city are champion-minded, he will stay. So if you're speaking to the fans out there and telling them how to, since you've been a real, real supporter of your son, the Gators, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and just about any team out of Florida, what would you say to the fans to really get their champion game face on to support the Magic through this series?
Well, I only could tell them they know what the Magic is all about. They know what they're trying to accomplish. And I would just say, you know, when after we finish those couple games in Los Angeles, come out, support them. If you can't get a ticket, they got enough going on outside the stadium that they can be there to show their support. I went to the game the other night. They had the TV monitors out there. You can watch the game on widescreen. They had bands. They had all kind of events going on. So just come out and show your support. And with your support, you know, we're going to make it because we have a great team. We had a great team, and they will continue to soar. And I think this looks like this is the year, and I think we're hungry. We're hungry. You know, we want it. We want it, and sometimes that's the difference, you know. And when you got everybody clicking on all cylinders, it can make a difference. And, you know, as You know, the Cleveland Cavaliers was a great team, but, you know, LeBron James didn't have a supporting staff, and he couldn't do it all. And that's one of the downfalls of them, is that he did, and then how he ended. They really showed the type character he has, and like he said on TV, well, you know what? You don't go shake your hand with somebody who just beat your butt. You know, well, if you're a team leader and you're a good person, and a person like him we know is a leader of the team, you have to put that to the side. You know, you win or lose, you know, all you can do is give your best. So I think Magic fans, just come out and support our team, support what they're trying to do with the new arena, and get involved. There's so many organizations, so many players are out there that are doing different things in the community. Just get out and support them, whatever it is, and attend and go and show that you care. And that's all you can do as a city for the team.
Now, going back to some of the toughest games that you saw your son play, you know, at Gators, of course, going to the SEC Championships and Sugar Bowls and the Outback Bowl and all that, Brian is facing the prospect of seeing Superman again. That means Kobe Bryant is staring down the prospect of sharing the court with Superman again, and this time it's Dwight Howard and not Shaq O'Neal, who's wearing the cape. Now, Brian in Los Angeles will be trying to win their first NBA title without O'Neal when the final opens on Thursday, of course, against Howard and Orlando Magic. They failed to do so last year, losing to Boston in a humiliating Game 6 defeat. What do you think that the Magic is going to find in the psyche of the Lakers based on that phenomenon?
Well, they're just going to find Kobe is going to be Kobe, and everybody knows Kobe. I mean, it's not a lot of difference between him and LeBron, because Kobe can shoot 50 points a game. You know, that can happen. Don't you agree with that, Tony? You know, he's going to give 100%, 150%, but all we have to do is bring our best game, and he'll see that. And, you know, we know that there was a lot of controversy between Shaquille and Kobe, but, you know, that's here nor there. You never find a perfect marriage in almost any situation. But, you know, we know what we're working with. We beat them the two games that we played them. And I don't think it'd be any difference, because our guys are going to give 200%.
Okay, we're going to come back on that note, and we're going to talk about basically how the Magic can win, because we've got some real sports fans here. And hopefully we'll get some questions from our audience out there. This is Ida Moy, your host. You're listening to the Sports Maverick Show. We've got two great guests in our studio tonight. Eleanor Starks, mom of the famous Max Starks from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and, of course, the Campbell Soup mom, and Toni Sheen. She's a special guest from Orlando's CCS, Inc., and she is the director right under the guides of the Orlando Magic area. We'll be back in three. This is Ida Moye.
School to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moye, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Mavericks Show. It's Ida Moyer. We're dedicating this hour talking about the character of the 2009 Orlando Magic team. And we're talking also about what made them different this year. Why is it possible they may take it all the way this year? We've asked the fans to call in and salute their favorite player. Talk about how their character off the court has impacted their lives as well. We also have in our studio Max Starks of Pittsburgh Steelers, Character and Action Partners. Tony Sheen, Director of CCS, Inc. in Orlando. It's an inner-city program that is sweeping America and making changes and headways in terms of turning things around on the educational front, as well as in teen pregnancy, crime, and keeping kids in school. We also have Eleanor Starks, the Campbell Soup Mom, also the mother of the famous Max Starks, and heavily involved in his foundation and charitable fund. I want to welcome you ladies back to the show.
Thank you, Ida.
Now, Eleanor, at the beginning here, we talked a little bit about the work that has been done in the community and all of that, and I want to toot your son's horn a little bit here. Every year, he comes back to Orlando, and he does magical things, and he has done the football camp, and this year you won't be doing that, but instead, you'll be doing the Max Starks Champion All-Star program, and Tony, of course, talked a little bit about her participation in it. Tell us a little bit about how all that came about.
Well, because of some prior commitments, Max wasn't able to, we weren't able with timing for the month of June to be able to do the football camp. There were some problems in timing and previously arranged events. We normally have it, and we have it at the Lake Highland Preparatory School. But we've always partnered with the Paramore Kids Zone, CCSI, and Tony Shin, and she's always helped us every year putting the camp together. So this year we decided we had to have something. This is a Super Bowl year for Max, and he's not able to be here. So we worked out some special things with a video presentation for the program. Max's goal is always to work with today's youth and the families and to, you know, to fortify good values, good ethical character, higher education, community service, teamwork, and personal development. And we've done this also through the football camp, but we're taking it to another stage where with our program that we have for the 20th of June, we're going to bring the parents in and they're going to partner in. Tony knows the importance more than anything of having your parents involved with your youth. You know, in our football camps, what we've done in Orlando is that usually the parents may be on the side, but they don't get involved. We didn't have any interaction, and we had planned to do some things like that this year, but we weren't able to just finalize them. So we've partnered with her, the Sports Mavericks, and America's All-Stars to put a program together where we're, you know, we know how important it is for the kids to succeed, and we're talking about all levels. But it's also important that they have a good relationship with their parents and the parents understand and have the kids on the same track. you know, cooperation not only with the parents but with the teachers in the community, show patience, responsibility, you know, care and self-control. These are attributes which we think is very important, first of all, for academic integrity and for growth at all levels. You know, because our goal is, hey, let's make sure the kids go from one level to the next level. And character education is very important because it promotes ethical values. You know, it has a development of the character to show compassion and understanding, the teacher's respect, how to have a cooperative spirit in all that you do. And we want to build leaders, and that's what we're trying to do through the program. So we're really excited that Tony has kind of taken the helm on this, and we're going to put a fantastic program together, you know, for Orlando, you know, to build our youth, to say that we're the city beautiful, but we've got the city beautiful kids also.
Excellent, excellent. Now, I understand that this program, Tony, is going to be implemented year-round so that you can make a major impact not only in the school but in the homes. Tell us a little bit about how that's going to be done.
Well, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get some sponsors so we can raise some revenue. And all the money that we raise stays in Orlando. And Tony will orchestrate these programs through what she's doing already with her foundation and the community work that she's doing, so that she'll have funds to bring kids together, to have programs throughout the year, and fill the needs as she sees fit to make sure that we're building this character with our youth in Orlando. And by being a sponsor of the program, we're able to do that, and we've got monies there that she can see if the youth need anything, if there's a program that needs to be instrumented, or whatever needs to be done in the community to keep the program alive year-round. She's willing to make the efforts to be able to do that. So we've got to supply funds to make sure they're there so that she can meet her needs, because she's one-on-one. She's a soldier out in the trenches. She's out in the community. She is one of the most popular ladies in the city of Orlando. You can't go around the Paramore area and nobody does not know who Tony Shin is.
How about the city and the county? And also, of course, the United States. But let me talk a little bit about the fact that, you know, this character idea is born, I believe, to basically change the direction of our youth and through our parents, which I think is just an outstanding idea. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, you talked earlier about how King James left the playoff, you know, and did not say a word when he walked off the court. Now, a lot of people said that that was a character flaw, because he actually stayed on the court when he beat Detroit Pistons and the Atlanta Hawks and let them pay respect to him. But apparently he says, I'm a winner, and so there you go. That's his reason why he rushed out. So now, again, no one's kissing his feet, but in my estimation is that if I'm a kid, I'm looking at that, that's sending some really bad signals out to me. And so, therefore, if a kid is asking you about that type of behavior, how do you explain that to them, to tell them that's really not good, a team spirit, I would think? And I think being a team player in your community, in your school, that has to be the essence of character building.
Well, it definitely is, but, you know, you got apples in one hand and oranges in another, and we know what it is to lose. We know how heartfelt it is. But when you're a team leader, and we know he's the leader of that team, he should have put his emotions to the side. He should have walked over there, shook hands, and then, you know, he could have did it at his own pace or his own speed, and eventually left. You know, there was a lot of celebrating, but I believe that our Orlando Magic guys would have been willing, because he played a great game. You know, he should not have been embarrassed in any way that he did not win, because he gave all that he could give to win the game. But it's just that our team just outplayed them. And it's important that, you know, he needs to strengthen his relationship as a winner and as a loser, and accept all of them. And a good athlete learns to do that. You know, it's part of the people skills, and if you go to the right school, they teach you that. And really, basically, it starts at home.
You know, you're empowered by your parents. They teach you the difference between right and wrong, and this value stays with you forever. So, we're sorry that type of behavior that even the kids had to notice it. But there was so much excitement that I think the press played it up more so because nobody really looked at him at that point. All we were concerned about was winning the game and with our magic at the time. But then, of course, by the time you get home, you cut on the news of the next day. They played it up and played it up and played it up. And then when he did finally come out to talk about it, it was a little embarrassing to me as a mother of an athlete because, you know, that was unacceptable behavior.
Well, interesting enough, I did a little research. Of course, LeBron doesn't want to win more than Michael Jordan did, but Jordan would stop, shake a winner's hand. Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, also, and Julius Irvin. Kobe Bryant and Isaiah Thomas led a walkout after losing to Chicago Bulls after winning two NBA titles. But Joe DeMar never followed them off there. He stayed and shook Jordan's hand the way Jordan has always shook his when the Pistons had beaten him. So, again, there's something to be said about the character of someone who recognizes someone for a good effort. In other words, think about it in terms of, you know, parents teaching kids how whether you win or lose, you know, it's okay. It depends on how you play the game. I mean, there's something to be said about that. At the same time, it's interesting that we've seen more in the paper about Kobe Bryant and Isaiah Thomas in terms of having issues than, of course, we've seen with the other players. Now, a lot has to say about high school. High school is where Kobe Bryant came from, and also that's where Dwight Howard came from. So that's no excuse. You can leave high school and still be a gracious individual. But I still think that the verdict is still out on various different character issues. Hopefully, over the years, Kobe Bryant has basically mellowed with two children and mellowed being married and mellowed having had a few, you know, championships on his belt under Shaq, but also trying and seeing this as a great opportunity to prove to the world that he is also a great player as well in that respect. But I think that kids did notice this. I think it is something that kids do notice, and I think anyone who's playing sports is wondering, you know, is it the right thing to do? And obviously, I think the verdict is out on that now. Anyway, we'll come back in a few more minutes, and we'll tie up our last segment here. And again, we've got the wonderful Tony Sheen, director of CCS, Inc. from Orlando. And we've got Eleanor Starks, Campbell Soup Mom, mother of Max Starks with Pittsburgh Steelers. These are Max Starks champion all-stars, partner, character and action partners. We'll be back again to talk a little bit about the Orlando Magic, the character of the team, and let's talk about how they can win and take it all. This is Ida Moya, your host. You're listening to the Sports Maverick Show.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moyet, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
some hard hitters. We some hard hitters.
Hard Hitting Radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard Hitting Radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Tune into the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Are you a parent or a school sports coach? Did you know that on average, 90% of the ideas and methods used to coach our kids are ineffective, backwards, and possibly detrimental? Complete Sports Training with Latif Thomas will set straight proper training ideas and methods and dispel many of the myths that parents and coaches continue to swear by in training today. We'll discuss both collegiate and high school sports training on Complete Sports Training with Coach Latif Thomas, heard Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
Is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the shot. Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Maverick Show. We have had a very exciting evening here talking to Tony Shane, director of CCS, Inc., a youth program in Orlando that's right in the back door of the Orlando Magic. And firsthand, she has worked with the wonderful players of the Orlando Magic and also the organization and basically shepherding the changes of the kids in the neighborhood, from improving education to inspiring these kids to basically, stay off of drugs and get their education, go to school, and basically be better citizens here in Orlando area. We also have Eleanor Stark. She is the mother of the famous Max Starks of the Pittsburgh Steelers. She's Campbell's Soup Mom, and they're here talking about Max Starks Champion All-Star Kickoff, which is going to take place June 20th in Orlando. And of course, this particular program will be designed for both the parents and the students, and we're talking about challenging both parents and students to reach their personal best. And Eleanor, just before we leave here a little bit, I just want you just simply to tell us a little bit about the sponsorships that are still available out there.
We have sponsorships available for our special event that's coming up June the 20th at the Downtown Rec Center. We are looking for corporate sponsorships. We've got four different levels, the legend level, the Hall of Fame level, the most valuable players, and the ultimate fans. And at, say, the legend level, you serve as also with our master and mistress of ceremonies for the event. There'll be a possibility of table displays for brochures, event promotion, web banners, and van signage to be featured in our press releases and all our media information for this great event. We've also got some great Super Bowl duffel bag gifts that we're giving away, and numerous numbers, and they're filled with all the Super Bowl goodies that, if you didn't make the Super Bowl over in Tampa, the Steelers versus the Arizona Cardinals, we have donated from Signature Events some special duffel bags with insignia of the Super Bowl, with helmets, signed helmets, footballs, pictures, photograph pictures, team pictures, and one of our sponsors we're hoping will get a framed copy of the recent Steeler team visit to the White House, which was May the 21st with President Barack Obama, where the Steelers in the South Lawn and with some veterans from Walter Reed Hospital, they assembled about 3,000 to 3,500 goodie bags for the troops to go over to Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Iraq. So we got a lot of different goodies, a lot of different specials that we have available. If you're interested in being a sponsor, we want you to give us a call at 407-595-9277 to the Max Starks Foundation, or you can email me at 100bwfs@aol.com, and we will be glad to answer any questions that you might have. Or Tony is located at the downtown rec center community and through the Paramore Kids Zone. So we've got quite a few connections, and or you can contact Sports Mavericks, and you can get all of our information. But we want you to consider being a part and make a difference in the community, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to reach out and make a difference in the life of a child, one child at a time, to build them ready for success in the Orlando area, to make us have the best children that there are on this planet.
And I really thank you for that, and thank you for being a guest on our show and obviously bringing all that important information. Now, Tony, give us an address where you're located at.
Our physical address is 649 West Livingston Street, Orlando, Florida, 32801. Our office phone number is 407-292-6500, or we can be reached by email at cityteens, that's CityTeens at gmail.com.
And I understand that the program will begin on Saturday, June the 20th, with a breakfast at 8:30, and then program is from 10 to 12, and then there's a lunch in between that, and, of course, everybody's out there by 1 o'clock, and hopefully there'll be a lot of follow-up and a lot of partnership taking place with the sponsors working directly with the parents and students year-round, which sounds like a very exciting program.
I want to make a correction that we're going to be there ready to start at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we will be finished by 12 o'clock. So parents, come out, spend some time with your children, spend some time with us. Let's work on our character development, and it'll be the best 4 hours that you ever spend in Orlando.
Excellent. Thank you so much, ladies. This is very exciting to hear the good news, what's happening in Orlando, and also to talk about the Orlando Magic. Now, we sent out a survey to some of our listeners and asked them why they thought the Magic would beat the Lakers. And these are some of our comments. This came from Joe R. He says, Dwight Howard is growing in confidence. Although he's the best center in the league throughout the season, he has picked up momentum through the first three rounds, gaining some much-needed playoff experience to go with his vast talent. Howard became a much better passer, getting almost twice as many assists and turnovers in a conference game. Of course, virtually unstoppable in a closeout game, and putting an explanation point on his performance. That's one thing there, so obviously we're seeing that happen. The Magic were one of the only teams to sweep the Lakers during the regular season. That's one of only two teams that actually, so Kobe Bryant actually during that first Magic game had 41 points, but that was not enough. And in the second game, he had an additional 35 points, but that was not enough. So, again, it's not how much you shoot. It's basically how you play the game. That has to be, which is the secret to the Magic victory. So I think, ladies, teamwork seems like that's the key here to making this happen. And I guess everybody will agree out there that it was pure teamwork that we witnessed in the Eastern Final there in that respect. Now, of course, Eleanor, you were sitting courtside, and Tony, you've been to all the games along the year. What have you seen that really sparked your interest, Tony, and told you this team was really becoming something of greatness?
I think after you play with the opponents that they've played with on and off the court, you got to realize they did win some games without Dwight playing. So that set something aside to and taught us all about not only character building but team building, in the aspect of they're a gel team. They're young, and like Miss Eleanor said, they're hungry for it. And I think, you know, we really have nothing to set out. We don't have to prove anything. They just want to create Orlando and make Orlando into a champion city, as Dwight has said numerous times, as where the Lakers, they're just set out.
Well, Tony, you've had the last word. It's time to say goodnight. I just want to thank you ladies so much for joining us and sharing your wisdom. We're looking forward to attending this wonderful program. Again, folks, set your calendar Saturday, June the 30th, 8 o'clock. Be at the Downtown Recreational Center. We'll see you there. This is Ida Moye signing off. And again, ladies, thank you from the Sports Maverick Show. And you are our Sports Maverick of the Week.
Thank you for joining Ida Moye and the Sports Maverick Show. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation. If you have a question or a story you'd like to share with Ida, you can email her at sportsmavericks@yahoo.com. sportsmavericks@yahoo.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.